the current crackdown against the unregistered and even the registered churches and Christians in China has really gone to the worst since the end of the Cultural Revolution. What's happening under President Xi's brutal rule in the past few years, we have seen the dramatic increase of the number of persecuted and arrested and prosecuted and imprisoned. And just give you one figure about these numbers in 2017 compared to 2016, reached to over 220,000. That's like nearly four times more than the previous year. 220,000.
That's in 1 year?
That's 1 year. And the number of detained reached to 3,700. I mean, this is only tip of the iceberg because of the information censorship in China, and many people were free to report about what's going on. And among these over 3,700 of detained, there are several hundred even receive criminal sentence. Also, the way of crackdown is much similar to the Cultural Revolution right now, because after the Cultural Revolution, at least at the letter of the law, all the Chinese Communist Party leaders' public speech, it says if a citizen or a religious believer wants to have a prayer meeting at with his own family members, primarily at home, or some even with a number like less than 20, it's okay, it's being tolerated. But now, according to the newly revised regulation on religious affairs that just took effect on February the 1st, these things were totally forbidden. And also government forbid even with a special five groups of people are not even allowed to get to the church, and including children under 18 years old, including students, including civil servants, including Communist Party members, and those who are serving in the military. They're all banned.
So let's take the particular case, a recent case in Luning County. Can you describe what's happened there to Christians?
First day after the new regulation took effect on February the 1st, that county and pretty much the whole Henan province had been under enormous attack. Government teams searched home by home of these Christians and tried to confiscate anything with the Christian symbols, like cross on the wall. And even like you have the symbol of love on the wall, and they would go as far as to use a machine to remove that by force.
And you've produced some videos showing a mural being hacked down. Mm-hmm. Quite a beautiful tiled mural on the side of a house.
Yeah.
Clearly a Christian mural, but being pulled down.
Being pulled down, and many cases replaced with the President Xi's portrait. And tell me, when did that happen last time? It was the Cultural Revolution. The Chairman Mao's portrait all over.
Well, there's another thing that's a little bit redolent of the Cultural Revolution here, and there's President Xi has announced himself to be President of China for life, and that's now written into the Constitution. What prospect does that actually give for China's Christians?
That shows an increasing worrying sign of more dictatorship and one man's rule, and because his record in the past 5 years, that he has shown extreme hostility toward Christians. I think certainly the Chinese church, including the government-sanctioned church, should prepare for a major spiritual storm ahead of ours. There will be escalated crackdown against the church. We can anticipate that without doubt, and it's already happening right now. Yeah.
Because the curious thing here is that there are now more Christians in China than members of the Communist Party, which must, I presume, give them cause for concern. China is also predicted to be the most Christianized nation in the world. More Christians within one nation as a percentage by 2030 than any other nation in the world. So are the Chinese authorities running scared of a Christian revival?
Certainly the Communist Party, the Chinese regime, is very scared of that prospect. And look, 2.5 years ago, when this forced demolition of crosses campaign started from Zhejiang province, where President Xi Jinping used to be the party secretary, China Aid got hold of a secret document, internal document issued by the local Communist Party government officials and try to explain the rationale, the reasoning why this campaign should be carried out. That one quote tells it all. It says the reason for this cross-removal campaign is to, I quote, contain the overheated growth of Christianity, end the quote. Overheated growth of Christianity. So you can tell the campaigns to try to slow down the visibility of Christians and try to actually, they're worried about this overheated and rapid growth of Christian faith. They are very scared of this rapid growth.
So what do you see the prospects for persecution in China over the next 10 years?
Under this new regulation, the house churches may face a total outlawed and imminent daily threat. And number two, I think optimistic perspective based on the history of the church in China is we will expect maybe new revival among the Chinese church. I mean, it was really during the Cultural Revolution, it was really during the midst of the persecution, the Chinese church are being purified, being tested, being tried, then showing the faithfulness of God. And then when this happening, these non-believers are attracted to Christian belief. I think it will have another new round of revival.
How should we pray for the church in China?
The church in China, I think, are asking us to pray that even in the midst of persecution, they can still stand firm on the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and they can proclaim that gospel no matter what, and no matter it's in prison, in labor camp, or wherever, they can still, in a non-compromising, unwavering way, to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ. I think they certainly ask prayer even for the persecutors, for President Xi. After all, it's not a war of flesh and blood. It is a spiritual warfare. So we should pray for President Xi that God would restrain the evil, that they would not cross the threshold and facing, you know, major judgment. And we pray for their own, for their salvation too, and that one day they could maybe from Saul to Paul, who knows, and the Lord knows, right? So, and they are also praying for the West, you know, for the free world. And the Chinese Christians are actually earnestly seeing the kind of decline of the church in the West. And I think they are earnestly also praying for us too.